Welcome to NFT Heat. We're bringing the top NFT thought leaders straight to you. If there's something you enjoyed on this episode, and we really hope you did, please take a screenshot of the episode and make sure to tag us on Twitter at NFT Heat. We really appreciate your support, and you are the only reason we're growing. So to help us, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll then give your review a shout-out on a future episode. NFT Thought Leaders is bringing together the brightest minds in the NFT and blockchain space to foster growth, business advancement, and industry thought leadership. With 5 super conferences in 2022, a robust Discord, tremendous global ambassador program, upcoming NFT drop, and educational media content, NFT Thought Leaders is the go-to global resource for NFTs, the metaverse, social tokens, and the blockchain. Visit us at nftthoughtleaders.com to find out more details. Glozal Inc. is a blockchain technology company developing Play One NFT, an artist-focused and fan-driven music NFT ecosystem and the first NFT player app. They offer artists and fans the ability to collect, sell, trade, and discover exclusive music NFTs on their encrypted network. Learn more at www.playonenft.com and www.glozal.com. Welcome to NFT Heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space or an NFT OG, we're going to provide you with the necessary NFT alpha to crush. We'll bring in the top guests and deep dive into how NFTs will transform the metaverse, DeFi, and social tokens. I'm Justin Shankaro, the king of alpha. Well, you know, probably not the king, but I like to say it. From child actor to Stanford to NFT entrepreneur, I am here with my stellar best friend and my co-host, John Kraske. He was an executive in the design space for years in New York City, and now he's running an NFT company. He's in the trenches every day, learning, growing, and seeking alpha. What's happening today, John? What's going on?
Just finished an awesome LinkedIn audio event with some of the top thought leaders in the music space, so that was a ton of fun. We had Volan on. We had Philip Rather, Musical. We had Jacob Berman, who is at Meta. Just a fun panel, so... LinkedIn audio events. Yeah.
Meta, you mean Facebook, right? Or no, wait, now it's Meta.
I don't know what it is, man. So yeah, it was awesome. So the NFT thought leaders community that we're building, especially on LinkedIn, is exciting. So the appetite is strong. I feel like LinkedIn is one of the most underutilized places right now in the Web3 space. The personal and professional relationships I've got from LinkedIn are just truly amazing. So definitely check it out. I know that Twitter is a fun place to be in the space, but definitely check out what's going to happen on LinkedIn. I'm trying to do my best to build community there. So
love it, dude. You're crushing it. You are crushing it. As you all know, we are two NFT insiders bringing in the top thought leaders in the space to help you learn the emerging trends and opportunities each and every week in 30 minutes or less. Let's get into it. Super, super excited for today's guest, John.
Today's guest is Lisa Mayer, the CEO of My Social Canvas and co-founder of Boss Beauties. For 10 years, My Social Canvas has been providing mentorship and scholarships to the next generation of women. They have worked with mentors from Apple, Verizon, Google, and many aspiring women leaders ranging from Olympians to fashion designers to computer scientists to CEOs. And then Boss Beauties is on a mission to remind women that they can be everything they want to be. In just a few months since their NFT launch, Boss Beauties has been featured on the NASDAQ Tower for International Day of the Girl. They are also the first NFT to be displayed at the New York Stock Exchange. This historic NFT is displayed across the Mural Seibert Boardroom, honoring the first woman to ever have a seat on the New York Stock Exchange. This historic NFT was auctioned to fund scholarships for college women studying finance. Welcome to NFT Heat, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat and share the story of Boss Beauties. And by the way, I have to point this out before we officially get started.
Yes.
Because you just shared about our NFT that made history at the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes.
I happen to be sitting in front of that NFT. We have it on display at the Stock Exchange, but I also have it right here behind me because why wouldn't I want to, right? It inspires me to break the glass ceilings and just go for it. So there's our Boss Beauty right there.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. And I can see her. She is gorgeous and so cool. Female empowerment. She's rocking. She is a Boss Beauty.
That is fantastic. And Lisa, just to give you a little bit of how we roll, we're going right into a 5-question lightning round to provide some alpha to our listeners. John, what is the first question for Lisa?
Lisa, what is your favorite Discord?
So this has to be a trick question because I have to say the Boss Beauties Discord. I really have to. I love it because our community is really kind and helpful and just really, they want to change the world, you know? So I love our Boss Beauties Discord. You jump in there, everybody's ready with new ideas and wants to make an impact. And there are other great ones too, but got to go with Boss Beauties.
Boss Beauties! All right, Lisa. So why should people care about NFTs and the metaverse?
You know what? There's so many reasons, but if I'm going to jump in and just keep it brief, we are, you know, at this forefront of this new technology and it's exciting, right? Never before in history have we ever been able to buy and sell and track ownership of digital goods, which is super exciting, right? You know, we could buy things like these phone cases that we launched through My Social Canvas, or we could buy physical items, right? But where we're at now with NFTs and the blockchain, it's exciting that we get to really track and see who owns a JPEG, an NFT, or music, right? Or whatever that is that they own. So I think it's super exciting.
All right. Question 3, Lisa. Is it too late for people to invest in NFTs?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're early, right? We always say it. I know we say it, right? But absolutely not. There's plenty of time to learn. We're still in the 1% of the early adopters, right? Getting into this space. So absolutely not. And at Boss Beauties, by the way, we do have resources, you know, how to educate people that are new to the space, how to set up your MetaMask, how to just keep everything secure, right? Keeping your account secure, not sharing your seed phrase, all of that. So we have a lot of resources on Boss Beauties.
Amazing. Amazing. If you're not in Boss Beauty's Discord, ape into it after you hear this podcast. Go right there. All right. Question number 4, Lisa. Favorite blockchain?
I got to go with ETH, Ethereum. I mean, that's where we minted Boss Beauties and where we launched. I know there's other, you know, but I had to go with that.
Can you describe NFTs in 2022 in one sentence?
It's hard to explain it in one sentence, actually. But, you know, in 2022, I think we're going to see a lot of digital goods that we can buy and sell and trade, but then that'll have, you know, utility, right? We're seeing a lot of that. Right now we see utility for certain events, conferences like VCon, right? And other conferences and events. But I think these tokens will provide a lot more utility for other things in the future. So the sky's the limit. I can't wait to see what happens, right? I mean, we're building this together.
Love it. Perfect 5 out of 5 score, Lisa. You crushed it. Lightning round. That was some pure fire. Absolutely incredible. Thank you very much for bringing the heat. All right. Now we want to dig in a little bit deeper. We want to find out all about you and Boss Beauties. We're super excited. First off, can you tell us a little bit more about Boss Beauties? How did the idea come about? And are there any future plans to license some of your characters for TV, film, video games, merch?
I actually just had a meeting and I will explain, you know, the mission and the story, but funny enough, I can't say who this was with or what, but we just had a meeting earlier today with some interest about the Boss Beauties in some of those platforms and the content you just described. So absolutely, we're exploring it. But yeah, the history of Boss Beauties, it really comes from the 10 years, the last decade that I've been building My Social Canvas, which is all about mentoring the next generation of women. So we've built this global community of Gen Z women, you know, college and high school age women from all over the world, 15 different countries. As you have mentioned, John, you know, mentoring them and really setting them up to learn from incredible mentors and role models that in different industries, right? And that was really my passion. You know, I've been building this the last 10 years. Then, you know, we hit 2021. I discovered NFTs. I discovered Web3. You know, I teamed up with my husband, Anthony, who's just brilliant. I have to brag about him for a minute. He's won an Emmy. He's this brilliant creative director. He's partnered with a lot of incredible clients. And so he has this expertise. And I have this expertise and passion, and it couldn't have been a better partnership. to launch Boss Beauties together. So funny story though, I had just had a baby. So I had a 3-month-old baby. He was born in May. Over the summer, we decide to start Boss Beauties. It's pretty crazy. Who does that, right? I had been up in the middle of the night, several times a night, taking care of my newborn. And the next morning, you know, wake up, work on Boss Beauties, just power through everything to launch our NFT collection. Definitely an interesting journey. But yeah, we launched end of September. And really, Boss Beauties is about reminding women that they can be everything they want to be. So you'll see in our collection, we have astronauts, we have CEOs, we have athletes. There's so many different professions and careers and women with different passions. And we want to remind women that they can be everything, right? I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also a mom. I have lots of other passions, right? So in our collection, all the traits show that you're not defined by just one quality, right? It just inspires women to be reminded of that.
Amazing. I'm inspired. That was fantastic.
So Lisa, what do you think of the current state of female representation in the crypto, NFT, and metaverse worlds? And what can be done to help onboard more women to the space? And how is Boss Beauty's success helping drive this change?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great questions, all of those. You know, what I would say is even since we got in the space, right? I mean, it feels like it's been 10 years. Funny enough, since we got into the space, even though we really started Boss Beauties in September, end of September, which is crazy enough, right? You get it. But even since Boss Beauties was started, I've seen a lot of progress where the space is becoming more diverse. I mean, I'm sure each of you know, right? Think back to where we were at in September or over the summer. There's been a lot of progress. There's more women-led projects, you know, that are coming up and getting the recognition they deserve and just really getting a lot of traction and being celebrated throughout the space, which is amazing. I'd say there's a lot of progress, but I would also say there's a lot of room and work to happen still. There's a lot of work that we have to keep working towards and bringing more diversity into the space. So my answer is kind of, you know, we've made progress, but there's progress to be made as well. And we have to keep working on that. With Boss Beauties, we're really passionate about this. So we love to educate women and bring more diversity into the space. You know, for our launch, actually, we hosted the Boss Beauties Summit, where we interviewed and featured incredible women in the space. We had Avery, president of Vayner NFT. I know you've interviewed her as well. We did a session with her, just, you know, an NFT education session to talk about what NFTs are, how to set up your wallet, you know, a lot of the really tactical advice. We had a lot of other talks as well, crypto law, lots of other topics too. But really, we want to be a source of education and also awareness in bringing more women into the space as well.
Incredible. I mean, I just want to go out and launch an NFT project after this conversation, Lisa. This is so great. Thank you. So with that kind of same mindset, let's say you're four degens in a basement, you have an idea for an NFT project. What do you do? Obviously, you had this incredible brand that you'd built over 10 years. Your husband is a brilliant creative director. The two of you, you know, came together and launched Boss Beauty's sensational project. What advice do you have to, you know, new people that are starting out and they want to launch an NFT project?
Yeah, no, great question. You know, for me, like I said, teaming up with my husband, we each have really important skill sets and expertise that we bring to the project, which was amazing. So I would say with that in mind, you know, if you're looking to start or launch a project, thinking about who you know or what your areas of expertise are, right? What are the things that you're really good at? Who do you need to bring along on the team? Whether it be from a tech perspective, right? You need a dev team, right? That can really step in. The dev part is really important, right? The mint process, everything has to be really smooth. I've seen a lot of drops. I don't know if you're probably nodding your head. You've seen it too, right? Where something launches, there's all this excitement. Everyone's ready for it. And you go to mint and there's a technical issue or some type of glitch, right? And then the momentum is just lost. I'm not saying in every case, right? But having a really good dev team is extremely important. And it just depends what the project is, of course, but filling in the right team members, bringing the right people to the table. And one thing I would say, I've seen people that think they're going to launch this, right? The day they sell out, they launch and they're like, okay, what's my next thing? What am I doing next? That is just the beginning. That's what I would share, right? I mean, from there, you have your community and there's a lot that you're building for them and working on for them, right? So that's one thing I would say is that the work is always there, but if you're passionate about it, you got to go for it. I would say community too, by the way. That's one of the big things.
Awesome.
Well, that leads right into a question John was going to ask about community. So it's like you're seeing the future already, Lisa.
Yeah. So Lisa, we talk a lot about community-ized podcasts and how important it is in the NFT space. How do you build community for Boss Beauties? Tell us all about your community managers and mods and how you build culture.
Totally. Yeah, no, community is so important. I mean, here's an example, and I'll tell you about the team, but our community is so involved in our mission and what we're doing. So as I said, you know, prior to starting Boss Beauties for the last 10 years, I have been mentoring young women in college and high school. That's really at the heart of everything we do. One example of just how involved our community is comes back to the mentorship piece. You know, we had people from our community recently back at the end of the year that said, you know what, in 2022, I want to be a mentor. How can I get involved in mentoring the women of my social canvas? How can I step up and help? And so from there, we put out a call to our community. We invited everyone to step up if they want to be a mentor, host a mentorship event. We were overwhelmed in an amazing way by the turnout and everyone's interest. So we've been hosting mentorship chats and events with people from our community. We've had incredible leaders from all different companies. You know, there's so many examples. We had this incredible writer who writes for several incredible shows, you know, knows a lot about TV and entertainment. Chris from Adidas, who's amazing and has immersed herself in the space. Just incredible role models and mentors. So they've been involved. They're part of our community as holders. They have Boss Beauties, but then they're coming back to mentor the women in our community. So that's one thing. But I would say, you know, our mod team, our community managers, they're amazing. Tatiana, who's been a part of our team, she was actually involved with My Social Canvas, and she designed one of the phone cases that we sold at Verizon and was a part of our mentorship program. And now she's been a part of our community management team, you know, going in the Discord and just helping out and being a part of our team. So it's really amazing. I mean, it's inspiring to see everyone stepping up.
So cool. All right. So now let's say I'm a brand or I'm a creator. How do I work with you, Lisa? How do I work with Boss Beauties?
You know what? There's so many ways. I mean, I'm really excited. We've had some phenomenal brands reach out to us recently to partner with us. You know, they want to get involved and partner to raise funds for a scholarship, or they want to partner up on an NFT drop, you know, with us as a collaboration. We have a few brands that we've been talking about with that and even have a few things in the works. I wish I could give all the alpha, which I know you love, right?
We love alpha, Lisa. We love our alpha.
But what I will say, yeah, we're working on some really incredible brand partnerships where some of it is for NFT drops. Some of it is really getting involved with the impact we're making. So, you know, we're here, we're excited to partner with brands and creators and write this future together. We're up for it.
I love it. I love it. This is such a positive and fun episode, Justin. This is what it's all about here on NFT.
I'm pumped.
I'm having fun.
Great.
Yeah.
You're bringing it. I love it.
So Lisa, are there plans to create new NFT collections beyond Boss Beauties? Any derivative projects in the works?
So there is one thing I'm able to announce. There's many things I'm not able to yet, which it's really hard. It's so hard. Have you found that when you have something you want to announce, but you can't? Because some of our partners, you know, we have NDAs and things where just to keep that partnership going forward, we're not able to share. But one thing that we are able to announce is, yes, we are launching an upcoming collection in Women's History Month in March. The collection will be Boss Beauties Role Models. And this collection will feature trailblazers, you know, women that have just broken the glass ceilings, you know, changed the world. Women that have made history or been the first in their industry or in their sphere to do something in their industry. So we're super excited. We can't wait for you to see who the role models are. You can go on our Twitter. You'll see one of them. We have a sneak peek on there. But yes, can't wait for that.
That's exciting. Is that going to be like a 10K rough project?
That one is not a 10K.
Okay.
But what, you know.
All right, we'll have to wait and see.
Justin's snooping around for more alpha.
So that one, you know, we'll feature those women role models, and that will be one for one, that collection.
Wow. Oh, wow. You better get those. Those are going to go to the moon for sure. That's exciting. Cannot wait till March for that drop. Further along that line, what's happening with Boss Beauties in the metaverse? I know I'm sure you've got fun things in the works. Any Fashion Week plans?
Yeah, no. So I wish I could share more detail. This is one of those things I'm not able to share the alpha yet. I will come back to you when I'm able to on the metaverse. But let's just say I'll come back to you later on that. For Fashion Week, you know, we're speaking to and working with some really awesome brands. So watch that space. I can think of one in particular, a pretty well-known fashion brand that we are going to be announcing something soon. So you'll be seeing it. You know, keep following our Twitter and the Discord, and you'll see something dropping soon.
Lisa, you keep teasing us with all of this alpha that you can't share. You have to come back soon when you can finally release all of this alpha, because we're on pins and needles. We cannot wait.
That's one thing. Have you noticed it about this space? I want to be able to share. It's like we're on this rocket ship going at this pace, and we're getting all these partnerships, and there's so many things we're working on, which are amazing, but we're not quite ready to share. So yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Lisa, Boss Beauties, they have so much incredible stuff in the works. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, this has been a fantastic episode. And thank you so much, Lisa, for your time and your NFT heat. We really appreciate all of your fantastic insights and alpha. This was just one of my favorite episodes. Until next week, when another NFT thought leader pops in with more alpha, get collecting, learning, and growing. We're NFT Heat.
NFT Thought Leaders is bringing together the brightest minds in the NFT and blockchain space to foster growth, business advancement, and industry thought leadership. With 5 super conferences in 2022, a robust Discord, tremendous global ambassador program, upcoming NFT drop, and educational media content, NFT Thought Leaders is the go-to global resource for NFTs, the metaverse, social tokens, and the blockchain. Visit us at nftthoughtleaders.com to find out more details. Glozalink is a blockchain technology company developing PlayOne NFT, an artist-focused and fan-driven music NFT ecosystem and the first NFT player app. They offer artists and fans the ability to collect, sell, trade, and discover exclusive music NFTs on their encrypted network. Learn more at www.playonenft.com and www.glozal.com. A huge thank you to two of the creative engines behind this show. First, to LaFlex for the super smooth intro and outro music. What you're hearing is the song Love to You off his 2019 album, Flex Appeal. And lastly, a big thank you to Bernardo Rodriguez for the awesome logo for the show. You can check him out on Instagram at Art of Bernardo. Everyone, we just want to give you a massive thank you for listening to NFT Heat. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at NFT Heat, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week.